last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters all over the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to focus and concentrate on some doubts and misconceptions with regard to the concept of Mahdawiyya or Mahdism, the concept of The Last Savior, which is common concept among Abrahamic religions. All of us, to some extent, are waiting for the arrival and advent of the last Savior. Inshallah, may Allah hasten his reappearance. The Islamic researcher, Sheikh Murtada Karimi, from Qom Seminary Schools. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Many thanks for accepting the invitation, Sheikh. The question of the day that we want to actually talk about, and let's call it the doubt or the misconception that we want to pose and discuss and analyze it, again, on the issue of Mahdawi or Mahdism, is that it is said that the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt, the Shia, has actually banned some of the compulsory rules and rulings of Islam at the time of absence of their Imam, the 12th Imam or the last Savior. Namely, they refer to the performance of the Friday public prayers. The brother who actually works and states such doubts says that the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt are not performing the Friday public prayers, which is compulsory, and it was among the compulsory acts of worship at the time of the Holy Prophet, and they very easily refused to perform it at the time of absence or ghiba of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. This is a doubt that actually we want to talk about. But for those who are a bit familiar with the Shia rulings, I need to make a brief, let's say, clarification that we do perform the Salat al-Jum'ah, but we actually, at the time of Ghiba, we do not consider it as compulsory. And the kind of look which is here is a difference on the kind of wujub and the kind of it's being compulsory.
The first point that I would like to mention is the fact that when we refer to, Sunni's four schools of jurisprudence, we see that there are a lot of differences in many, details of the acts of the worship. The same is true about the Shia school of thought. We have different scholars. In some of the details, they have differences of ideas. So whether we need to say the Friday prayer at the time of the major occultation is a matter of jurisprudence. So if we see that there are differences of ideas among the Shia scholars, this is not something new. It's natural. You can see, as I mentioned, among the Sunni scholars of jurisprudence, there are many differences. So when it comes to jurisprudence, to expect all the Shia juries to come to one point and one viewpoint is a wrong expectation, as we cannot expect the same from the Sunni sources. But talking about Friday prayer, this Wahhabi scholar claimed that the Shia juries, they have mentioned that Friday prayer cannot be performed at the time of the major occultation. But this is not true. When we refer to the books of the Shia jurists during the history after the major occultation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we see that there are different viewpoints. We have wajib ta'yini and wajib takhiri. Wajib ta'yini is the only obligatory action. We do not have any other choice. For example, we need to say morning prayer. It's not takhiri, it's ta'yini or ta'ayuni. Wajib takhiri means that there are two options. You can choose any among of them. Anyone. One of them is obligatory. When it comes to Friday prayer, among the Shia jurists and the scholars, I do not believe that today we have any scholar who believes so. But among the great Shia scholars, we see that some of them, they believe that Friday prayer is wajib ta'yini at the time of the major occultation. We can mention, for example, Sheikh Kulaini, the author of Al-Kafi, Sheikh Al-Saduq, the author of Man La Yahdur Al-Faqih, Sheikh Al-Mufid, and Karajaki. These are big names, and these are among the great Shia scholars who believe that Friday prayer need to be performed during the major occultation as wajib ta'yini, meaning that all the Shia should join it. They are not free to choose either Salatul Jum'ah, Friday prayer, or Salatul Zuhr, individually speaking.
Is it because they were closer to the time of the presence of Imam?
Not all of them were close, because according to some researchers, he has mentioned about the names of 70 Shia scholars during the history of Shia. All of them, they were close to the time of the major occultation. So this is one viewpoint. The second viewpoint is that Salatul Jum'ah is wajib takhiri. This is the famous idea of the Shia scholars. In the past, we can mention Mir Damad, Kashif al-Ghita, Sahib Jawahir, Sheikh Najafi. And among the contemporary scholars, most of the scholars believe that Salatul Jum'ah is wajib takhiri. Imam Khomeini and most of the contemporary Shia scholars, none of them, they have forbidden Salatul Jum'ah. They say that you can choose between the two. You can go to the Friday prayer or say Zuhr prayer in your house, for example, individually. Right. And the third viewpoint among the Shia scholars is that we have few Shia scholars who have mentioned that this is their viewpoint, that performing Salatul Jum'ah is not allowed during the major occultation. So you see, the first point is that the first two views
are ignored by this person.
They are ignored by this person, and we can say that, as I mentioned today, almost all the Shia scholars, they say that it is wajib takhiri, and none of them, they mentions that you cannot perform Salatul Jum'ah during the major occultation.
And a good and clear instance of it can be the Iranian cities that are full of public prayers.
Inshallah, I will come to that, because this Wahhabi scholar claimed that nowadays you cannot see Shia performing Salatul Jum'ah. And
it says, so it is quite clear, and no need for anyone to come and actually investigate. It is being displayed on TV on every Friday. So, Sheikhna, let's have a short break. Inshallah, we shall get back to you again, your brothers and sisters. Many thanks for listening to The Last Savior. We'll be back in a few seconds.
IRIB English Radio, you're listening to.
This is The Last Savior, which comes to you.
False claimants to the position of Al-Mahdi. Doubts and misconception of the reappearance of Imam Al-Mahdi.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters, to The Last Savior and our discussion concerning a doubt or misconception on the Shia school of thought on the concept of, again, related to the concept of Mahdawi or Mahdism, that at the time of absence and occultation, major occultation of Mahdi alayhi salam, the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt are not performing Friday public prayers. While, as we discussed and said, and it's quite clear, all Iranian cities witness Jum'ah prayers everywhere, in every bigger or small city here in Iran and in any Shia community, as respected guest speaker Sheikh Murtada Karimi was referring to as well. Sheikh, we are still learning from your explanations.
So, as I mentioned, there are three viewpoints. The first viewpoint was that it is wajib ta'yini, which means that the presence of an imam is not a condition for performing Friday prayer. The second idea is that it is wajib takhiri, which means that the presence of an imam is not necessary, but imam, the infallible imams, they have given this permission to the fuqaha, to the jurists or the believers to perform Friday prayer. Now, the point is that this Wahhabi scholar, he thinks that Shia school of thought is the only school which considers the presence of imam or one of his deputies as one of the conditions for performing Salatul Jum'ah and Friday prayer. But the point is that when we refer to the Sunni books of jurisprudence, we see that many Sunni jurists, they have also mentioned that one of the conditions of performing Salatul Jum'ah, Friday prayer, is a sultan, a kind of leader, a ruler of the society. Because we know that the Shia believes in the fact that when we want to perform Islamic laws, and one of them being Friday prayer, we are in need of Imam Adil, a just imam,
leader,
or a deputy from him.
Mm-hmm.
Many Sunni scholars believe that no, it can be Imam Adil or Ja'ir. He can be just or, even an oppressive ruler. But the presence of a sultan, of a king, of a ruler is necessary according to some Sunni jurists.
Very true.
Let me refer to some of the books and some of the sources in this regard. One of the Sunni scholars, he writes that there are some conditions for performing Salatul Jum'ah. One of them is sultan, the king, the ruler. He also refers to time, for example, khutbah, jama'ah, being in congregation, and so on and so forth. The author of Ad-Durr al-Mukhtar, volume 2, page 150, he mentions the following. He says one of the conditions for performing Salatul Jum'ah is the presence of a sultan, a king. Mm. Even if he has come to power with force, with defeating others, even if it's a she, even if the king is a female. But the point is that there must be a sultan for the Muslims to be able to perform Salatul Jum'ah.
But Sheikh, in the characteristics and features of public prayer leader, we have that he has to be just an adil. So how come that?
That's
case?
A good point. They do not mention that king should lead the prayer. No, he cannot or she cannot lead the prayer. The one who leads the prayer, he has some conditions. According to the most Sunni jurists, he must be a male. But the point is that sultan must be there, and he needs to, give and command Friday prayer to be performed so that Muslims are able to perform the Friday prayer. He will not be able to lead the prayer.
Why? He might be a scholar as well.
Yeah.
The sultan himself.
My point is that if he himself wants to lead the prayer, he needs to meet the conditions which are there for Imam al-Jum'ah.
Mm-hmm.
He may also meet the conditions and he may lead the prayer.
So how come a person who is not just is going to appoint a person who is just for the leadership of the prayer?
As I mentioned, when we refer to the Sunni books, they believe, some of them, they believe that even when it comes to the interpretation of the verse, Ulil Amr, those who are vested with authority, some of them, they say that we need to follow any kind of ruler,
mm-hmm.
be it Adil or Ja'ir.
So I think we need to discuss this sort of contradictions which are internal in our upcoming session, Sheikh.
Inshallah, sir.
Thank you very much. Because, the contradiction actually cannot be understood here, and this needs to be, inshallah, discussed then. Dear brothers and sisters, many thanks for listening. This was the last Savior from IRB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum. Allahumma.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. O Allah, protect your representative, Al-Hujjah bin al-Hasan, Imam al-Mahdi, and send salutation upon him and his ancestors, now as well as all the times. Be his guardian, protector, guide, and assistance. Help him in his path and be watchful for him till you let him rule over the earth willingly and cause him to live in it for a long time.
حتى تسكنه Tiramu.